Hi guys, it's Heather here. We've wrapped season one, but we'll be dropping a few extras here and there until season two starts February 2nd. And you can always check us out on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook for more content. Remember, the best way to help the show grow is to comment and share wherever you listen to the show. So if that's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube, go ahead and leave us a little love. Also, make sure to share an episode that's meant something to you with a friend. Thanks.
Hello. I've prepared a few words. Yes, movies are often better than books. Ready Player One. Let's talk about that. It's basically fan fiction about 1980s video games. And then Steven Spielberg's team came along and made it lighter and leaner and have something to say. Is it a good movie? I mean, the bar is pretty low to be a better movie than that book. So it's a better movie than that book. How about that? The Martian. I listened to this book on a road trip and I was quite engaged, okay? A lot of numbers though, a lot of numbers. And in my mind, not completely necessary. We needed the beard, we needed the potatoes, and we needed, you know, the desert sands of Mars. That's what we needed. And that team did it. And it even won a Golden Globe for comedy, which has yet to be explained to the rest of us. We don't know. We don't get that. Hunger Games. Okay. Yes. Suzanne Collins was actually writing those to make them into movies. You can tell when you read them. And she's just smarter than all of us. That's what I've got to say. Because not only did she make a lot of money off of that YA series, but then she sold the rights. And then they paid her to be the screenwriter. So maybe take some tips from Suzanne Collins. You may say to me, that's just the last 20 years, and that's only three. Let me introduce to you some favorites from Golden Hollywood. The Maltese Falcon, Dashiell Hammett wrote the novel. It's a fine genre piece, but John Huston's team came along and made that into Hollywood art, okay? The angles, the editing, the Humphrey Bogart as an ambivalent moral center. I mean, it's all fantastic. Okay, anything that Hitchcock did. We can start with Psycho because that might be his most famous film. And he took up a sort of nonfiction, trashy expose about real life events that were pretty disgusting and made a pretty disgusting movie. But it's film genius, okay? Again, the editing, the music, the casting, like all of that, it's a better film than the book. Hitchcock was known for adaptation. And in fact, he adapted a lot from Daphne du Maurier, and she's a solid writer. But I am gonna tell you that he pretty much made all of those stories better. Anything by Philip K. Dick, a science fiction writer, on a lot of drugs, very paranoid. But the movies that were produced from his work are Blade Runner, The Adjustment Bureau, Minority Report, A Scanner Darkly. All of those more coherent than the actual writing that they came from. And I honor Philip K. Dick. I mean, he had a lot going on, right? And I read most of his work. But I'm going to say the movies are just more streamlined, more thoughtful. Okay, so you might say to me, this is all genre fiction. This is just pulp. Okay, let's start with literary fiction. And let's remember this. When a filmmaker is making a film adapted from a book, they are not saying, nobody needs to read the book now. The movie exists. They're not trying to replace the book. They're like any reader. They read the book, they love the book, and they're saying, this is what I loved about the book. This book is about these things that really moved me and engaged me and thrilled me. And instead of writing an essay or a blog post, they make a movie. So I can say genuinely that while most movies are not necessarily better than books, I can say a lot of movies have taught me something about the book that I didn't know. Example, Cloud Atlas. I read that book. I thought it was pretty good. I had the joy of watching that in a theater while people just got up and left because they were so confused. As a reader of the novel, the film provided me with a new understanding because it cast the same actors in different roles over the history of, over the chronology of the novel. Mind blown. I was sitting there going, oh, it opened up a whole new interpretation of the novel for me. Let's take Jane Eyre, classic from one of the geniuses of Western Europe. I love that novel. I used to teach it all the time. And the 2012 film adaptation provided me with something that I'd never understood before. In the novel, we have a young woman playing Jane, literally, who catches the fancy of frisky Mr. Rochester, her employer. Now, this shouldn't be happening. She's much too young. HR should have been called in, okay? Let's be honest about that. But I'm watching these evening chats by the fireside, which are throughout the novel and are really important to building the relationship between these two characters. And in the film, because of the lighting and the makeup and the set design, it all makes sense. She's beautiful. Her skin glows. She's ethereal. She's full of fire and passion. And he is entranced. I didn't get that. I mean, I was told that in the novel by him at some point, but the film really brought it to life. So I think we just need to remember that, yes, some movies are better than the books. Some movies should be seen as companion pieces to the books, and some books are going to be better than the movies. But we cannot just say that no movie is better than its book.